The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on long-term care facilities have been staggering. In Maine, these facilities account for about 10% of all cases, but nearly 60% of all deaths. Residents have not only faced serious illness and possibly death, they've also endured loneliness. And as Patty White reports, many have relied on staff for connection and support.
The decision to move a parent into a nursing home is typically not an easy one, especially during a pandemic. But last summer, Nancy Gallinaro decided it was time to move her mom, Olive Bentham, from assisted living in Calais into the Barron Center Nursing Home in Portland. It's closer to where Gallinaro lives. And though she and her mom are no longer separated by hundreds of miles, they are separated by COVID. They've gone months without seeing each other in person. Visits are virtual.
Being that I live here so close, and I would be with her every single day right now, and I would have since the day I put her in there. It's just so, I drive by it every day, twice a day. It's right there, and I cannot see her.
Gallinaro says her mom has dementia, and she's happy with the care she's receiving at the Barron Center. But there is an inescapable reality that life in a nursing home during the pandemic can be isolating and monotonous. That's how social worker Haley Hollis has heard Olive Bentham describe her days.
Usually you say a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, yeah, right.
A whole lot of nothing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I know sometimes you say it's kind of lonely.
Yes, it is.
Going through this experience is very lonely. And I know she said before that she just wishes she could have a hug.
Yeah.
Just next door, that's something that Pat Fahey also misses.
Physically putting my hands around the people I love. I want to kiss them and hug them.
Fahey has brain cancer. She moved into the Barron Center just before Christmas with her husband, but he's in a different unit, in memory care. The only way they've been able to see each other is through FaceTime.
Isolation is the top complaint.
The physical separation has also been agonizing for Fahey's family. Her daughter, Nancy Good, says the day she and her sister moved their parents in, they literally had to drop them off at the door.
We couldn't go in. We have never been in the facility to even know what it looks like, what it smells like, meet the people, see their rooms.
Good says she didn't know if she'd ever see her parents again in person when they had to contend with an outbreak of COVID-19 at the Barron Center. 70 residents became sick, including her mom. 14 died. Good counted on staff more than ever to be bedside caregivers, not just medically, but emotionally.
We've had to rely on the staff to be our eyes, to be our hands, to be our hearts.
And one staff member who has filled that role is Rayanne Burgess.
Hello.
Burgess works in life enrichment. On this day, she visits Fahey's room to wish her a happy 85th birthday.
Here's some beautiful flowers for a beautiful lady.
Oh, those beautiful. I feel spoiled.
Before the pandemic, Burgess planned group activities like bingo and cornhole. But the COVID-19 outbreak meant that for months, residents had to stay in their rooms. So enrichment became one-on-one. Burgess would read to residents, paint their nails, sometimes just sit with them and talk.
She's a ray of sunshine. She makes me happy. She listens to me.
Yeah.
I don't think you could replace her. There's not that many people in this world that has the gift that she has to deal with people.
Fahey's daughter says Burgess gives her mom the connection she needs.
We've been on the phone with our mom, and when Rayanne walks in the door, we are no longer the focus of her attention. She'll go, "Oh, hi, Rayanne. Oh, it's so good to see you today," and completely forgets that she's on the phone with one of her daughters. And so what I've done is say, "Mom, would you like to visit with Rayanne and I'll talk to you tomorrow?" "Yes, that would be great, dear. Bye." And quickly will hang up with me because her focus is all about visiting with her new friend.
Olive Bentham also relishes visits from Burgess. She likes to play board games like Yahtzee.
All right, your turn.
She makes you feel warm, not put upon.
Did you see what I brought you in? Homemade banana bread.
When Burgess started at the Barron Center 7 years ago, she worked in housekeeping, then the kitchen. but she always found a reason to pop into residents' rooms. A few years ago, she took classes so she could get a job in life enrichment, and she's felt more urgency to keep residents' spirits up in the midst of the pandemic.
When I go home and I'm laying in bed at night, they're going through my head. What can I do for this one? What can I do for that one? What can I do to make it fun today? What can we do to change things up?
On her floor, Burgess visits with about 40 residents every day.
I feel very, very strongly we work in their home. You know, they're not in our workplace. We're in their home.
I feel so fortunate to have her because it's not easy to end up in a place like this.
Pat Fahey says the Barron Center will likely be her last home.
I mean, I know this is going to be my life. I'm not going to get better. I know that.
In-person visits at the Barron Center are tentatively planned to resume at the end of March. But for now, Burgess has become a family member Fahey and Bentham can have in their home during the pandemic. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.